A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away.
Penguin Random House Audio presents Star Wars: The Rising Storm, The High Republic by Kevin Scott. Read for you by Mark Thompson. The galaxy celebrates. With the dark days of the hyperspace disaster behind them, Chancellor Lena So pushes ahead with the latest of her great works. The Republic Fair will be her finest hour, a celebration of peace, unity, and hope on the frontier world of Valo. But an insatiable horror appears on the horizon. One by one, planets fall as the carnivorous Drengir consume all life in their path. As Jedi Master Avar Kriss leads the battle against this terror, Nihil forces gather in secret for the next stage of Marcion Ro's diabolical plan. Only the noble Jedi Knights stand in Ro's way. But even the protectors of light and life are not prepared for the terrible darkness that lies ahead. Prologue. Ashla, Moon of Tython. The screams had never left Elzar Man. Many months had passed since Starlight Beacon's dedication ceremony, since he had stood alongside his fellow Jedi, since he had stood alongside Avar Kriss. The eyes of the galaxy had been upon them in their temple finery. That damned collar itching as he'd listened to the speeches and platitudes, first from Chancellor Lena So, leader of the Galactic Republic, and then from Avar. His Avar, the hero of Hetzal. The beacon was their promise to the galaxy, Avar had said. It was their covenant. He could still hear her words. Whenever you feel alone, whenever darkness closes in, know that the Force is with you. Know that we are with you. For light and life. For light and life. But that hadn't stopped the darkness from closing in later that day. A wave of pain and suffering. A vision of the future too terrible to comprehend. He had staggered, grabbing hold of a rail, blood gushing from his nose as the pressure in his head threatened to split his skull in two. What he had seen had haunted him ever since. It had consumed him. Jedi dying one by one, picked off by a twisting, unfathomable cloud. Stellan, Avar, everyone he had ever known in the past, and everyone he would meet in days to come. Faces both familiar and strange, torn apart. And the screams were the worst. He had made it through the rest of the evening in a daze, going through the motions, not quite present. The echo of what he had seen, what he had heard, burned onto his mind's eye. There had been mistakes. A few too many glasses of Katahdin Rosé at the reception. Avar asking for that dance that she'd mentioned. Elzar leaning in a little too eagerly, a little too publicly. He could still feel her hand on his chest, pushing him back.
Hell, what are you doing?
They had argued privately, his head still spinning.
We're not Padawans anymore.
It had been months since he saw her again. And when he did, the atmosphere was as frosty as a dawn on Vandor. Eivor had changed toward him. She was more distant, preoccupied with her duties as Marshal of Starlight Beacon. Or maybe he was the one who was preoccupied. Elzar had meditated on the vision day and night since the dedication. He should have gone to Eivor to apologize and ask for her guidance. Or if not her, then Stellan Geos, his oldest friend. But Stellan had duties of his own. He was a council member now, responsible for guiding the Order as a whole. He would not have time. Besides, asking for help was hardly Elzar's style. Elzar Mann was the one who solved problems, not posed them. He found solutions, answers, new ways of getting the job done. So, Elzar did what he had always done. He tried to solve the problem alone. First, he had consulted the archives in the Great Temple, poring over countless text files and holocrons in the collection, even going so far as attempting to decipher the mysteries of the Gagarin Codex, the ancient grimoire whose text had confounded linguists for thousands of years. Even then, sitting in the archives, under the watchful gaze of the statues of the lost, Elzar had heard the screams at the back of his mind, seen the faces of the slain in every reflective surface or passing Padawan. The Codex had brought him here, to Ashla, Tython's primary moon. The ancients had called this stretch of land the Isle of Seclusion, which was exactly what he needed if he was ever going to fully understand what he had seen. He needed solitude, focus. The last straw had been receiving a message from Stellan's old master, the esteemed Reyna Kant, congratulating him on his elevation to Jedi Master. Furthermore, the Council had a posting for him. He was to be Marshal of the Jedi Outpost on Valo, on the edge of the Reseek sector. Him? A Marshal? How could they be so blind? Couldn't they see he wasn't ready? Couldn't they see how troubled he was? Elzar walked toward the ocean, feeling the warm sand beneath his feet, discarding his outer robes as he approached the water. Yes, this was better. This was where he would finally see the truth, where he would finally understand. He didn't stop at the shore, but strode out purposefully into the waves, up to his knees, up to his waist. Soon, he was swimming out to sea, stopping only when he could no longer see land. He spun slowly, treading water, surrounded only by the sea and the Force itself. It was time. Elzar took a deep breath and pushed himself down beneath the waves, eyes closed, water rushing into his ears, blocking every other sound. Show me. Guide me. Give me the answers I seek. There was nothing. No revelation, no response. He kicked back up, drawing air into his lungs before plunging back down again. I am here. I want to learn. I need to understand. Nothing changed. Where were the answers he'd been promised? Where was the understanding? He repeated the ritual, breaking for air, plunging back down, letting the ocean swallow him whole, again and again, and it was like hitting an air pocket. All at once, he wasn't sinking. He was running. His fellow Jedi at his side, as nightmares snapped at their heels. They weren't in water, but in fog. Thick, acrid, impenetrable. Nothing made sense. Not the chaos, not the panic, not the fear. He opened his mouth to cry out, "Seawater,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?